Do not give up your own service, which is your very being. Neither reject the process of teaching and hearing, the transcendental illumination of God. You should always chant the transcendental blessing with patience and forbearance to the tree and humbleness of the soul. There are many ways to was so pleased with their austerity, and especially their mood, that he prepared before them underwater, which was even thinking, which was directed by the Father of the Child, who wants to have a baby. So, determined that ISKCON not fragments, which the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints was missing, after his disappearance, our Father of the Child preached unity and cooperation throughout his preaching. Thank you. service to the Lord, material world, such unity is not possible. Even though people may officially unite, they all have different interests. In the United Nations, for instance, all the nations have their particular national ambitions, and consequently they cannot be united. This unity between individuals is so strong in this material world that even in a society of Krishna consciousness, members sometimes appear disunited due to their having different opinions and leaning toward material things. And we have to have two different things. We have different opinions as individuals, but also we need to nest themselves by leaning toward material things as a leader as another place. Actually, in Krishna consciousness, there cannot be two opinions. There is only one goal. This is what Prabhupada means. There is only one goal, to serve Krishna to one's best ability. If there is some disagreement over service, not about material being, but over service, such disagreement is to be taken as spiritual. Those who are actually engaged in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot be disunited in any circumstance. This makes the Supreme Personality of Godhead very happy and willing to award all kinds of benefits to his devotees, as indicated in this verse. We can see that the Lord is immediately prepared to award all benefits to the sons of the King of Shiva. Thank you. to the table, and that is subordinate those desires. So, people should not expect that even in the Christian conscience of society, they will be utopian. Because devotees are persons, they will always be because devotees are persons, therefore they will always be samadhi, but the difference is that they are meaning devotees, persons, have become transcendental, because despite everything they may do, their topmost intention is to serve Krishna. It's all about intention. Motivation. It's about intention. The devotees of Krishna are the most exalted persons on this planet, better than kings. That's why the Buddha is saying, they have differences because they're persons. And then he's reminding his disciples at the end of it. The devotees of Krishna are the most exalted persons on this planet, better than kings, all of them. So we should always remember that, and like the bumblebee, always look for the nectar of the best qualities of a person. So if there are sometimes slight disagreements between devotees, it is not due to impersonalism, it is because they are persons, and such disagreements should not be taken very seriously. Okay, well, I'm ready. Let's spend utopia. And next, the year 1973, the synthesis to the thesis of this synthesis in the resolution. So, it's easier said than done, but here's what I'm saying about the letter to the patriarchs from 1973. This is an excerpt. Material nature means distinction and disagreement, especially in this Kali Yuga. But with this Krishna consciousness movement, its success will depend on agreement, even though there are varieties of engagements. In the material, they can be their applications. In the material world, there are varieties, but there is no agreement. In the spiritual world, there are varieties, but there is agreement. That is the difference. I mean, even John Bobby and Waterbody don't necessarily disagree on who is the keys, but it's Krishna, or the gopis, throwing themselves into the furious chariot. There's pure devotees blocking the pure devotee from taking Krishna prime, from taking Krishna all the time. Go away doing this. There's a lot of things that can be seen in both of these people, right? And if your load is in conflict with the person you wish to be with, if you keep Krishna in the center, then there will be agreement and variety. This is called unity in diversity. I'm therefore suggesting that all our men meet in Mayapur every year during the birth anniversary of our Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with all JBC and senior men present, we should discuss how to meet unity and diversity. But if we fight on account of diversity, then it is simply the material conflict that makes this really dynamic common symbol of natural changes. Please try to maintain the philosophy of unity and diversity. That will make our movement successful. Okay. Now, still the challenge, right? What are we going to do with this class? Keep going, keep drilling down to try and find some
Thank you.
together for the same, the decision to do everything the same. So often as we can't overnight change the culture. So if I didn't let these teachers come to the centers, they would have no access to diversity of speech and culture. So they have, the godbrothers have faith, they were standing on a principle of justice, but the whole place is on a good principle. It was called by us, compassion. This is what it needs to do. Learning non-adjustable principles from adjustable details helps us find, if we can do it, helps us find our unity and meet our international diversity. That's what this work is doing. And so to do that, to find that discernment, to know the difference between the principle and the detail, we need to associate with what the Buddha says, like Although he knows everything, still he remains very humble and tries to control concerns about higher authority. Well, I think this is right. Is it right? He knows it is all right, but still he wants for the higher to be waits for the higher authority to confirm it. So this is the relationship. So nothing goes wrong with your study. Study all of them very nicely and be patient. That to really satisfy the desire of the human beings about the science we can have more on this disappearance thing, that we all work conjointly, that's the word we use. We need to deeply understand the privateness of our own conversation. He told us right here in London on the 16th of March, 1877. Well, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is God himself, Krishna himself, he felt alone, unable to do this task. He felt. So this is the position. You are cooperating, therefore I am doing the credit. Otherwise, alone, what could I do? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself needs an cooperation. He is God, Krishna, and therefore cooperation is a very important thing. Nobody should think that No. It is simply by cooperation we can do very good things. You know this channel, divine devotion. This is our motto. So be strong in pushing on Krishna consciousness, and Krishna will help. He is the strongest. Still, we must be combined together. In other words, for Krishna to help, for other people to help, we have to be united in our desire to please. Still, we must be combined together. Sankirtana means many men combined together. That is Sankirtana. Otherwise, Kirtana. If you're experiencing the Sankirtan on the Gaudiya podcast, maybe there is a mantra one quarter of the Gaudiya Mantra, especially set aside for the people who are somehow stuck in the back door because they don't know what not to do. If you can experience Sankirtan on the Gaudiya Mantra, so I'm going to read the verse again. It's really all the verse of the but if you have any questions about this, in the book of creation, this is the personality of God in such a motion to have sons of the angel. I'm very much pleased by the friendly relationships among you. All of you are engaged in one occupation, mutual service, and I'm so pleased with your mutual friendship that I wish you all the good fortune.
Together, it seems to me that this is our task in the age of peace to connect the spiritual life and if this that is it's a sanctum of peace and we're doing it together like a team effort but at the same time as the age of form. So we can agree this age of
ultimately, we have to become like-minded individuals. only say like-minded men, because to associate with devotees who are poor, educated, and realize, that takes some humility. That takes some humility. Because everything depends on desire and association. Like I can give an example of the time of us, when God was asked, how do you become a poor devotee? And God said, how do you become a drunk? You associate with drunkards. They will teach you how to be first-class drunkard, probably. So, Sangat Sanjayate Kama, this is one of the most educational lines in the universe. Sangat Sanjayate Kama, as we associate so with divine desires. So, the only way, for example, we have, we're living in the shadows right now of this wonder of the world body. So, what was the message? Very, very, church, he was always saying things like, if I have any credit, it's that I haven't changed anything. What did he mean? He meant he never changed principles, the highest principles. Srila Prabhupada was, and it goes plural, because it's just a Krishna is the deliverer, he does it through the wholesome diet, through the gurus, previous acharyas, founder acharyas, shiksha gurus, shiksha gurus, ultimately, it happens with each other. The creation is consciousness and mind to facilitate loving exchanges. So we can share that. Collaboration is a nice, good thing. It doesn't mean, yeah, collaboration, do what I say. Just cooperate. It's not. There's leaders and followers. Woe to the leader who doesn't listen to his ministers. And woe to the TP who doesn't take the pulse of his flock in the temple. But woe to the person in the flock who doesn't listen to the leader. Association. disciples, but he makes it a point to associate with these disciples and followers for a certain amount of time, and then he makes sure he serves the Vaishnavas, and he, I think it's the majority, he tries to get some of his customers. So, yeah, that's really good. Because usually when you're amongst friends, you're suddenly, if you don't watch it, you're suddenly competing. You say, you share something with the godmother or godsister, and then if you're not careful, it's like, oh yeah, I'm doing this, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. No, it's the mercy of the bodies that are giving you.
I can hear from people, there seems to be a process of feeling. Like when you say, I hear from people who are in their ways, or hear from people who are feeling, then there are people who are afraid to think that anyone is feeling, that anyone is feeling, especially if anyone is more afraid. Or even if I think I'm the most fine, I still think that one is abused, which is still not something. It seems like this fear of allowing someone's opinion on the grounds that they're more advanced than you is dangerous, because many of them are really sincere, but they're really more advanced and they're really common. It seems to me that that's a very fundamental problem in cooperation.
Yeah. What we should really be afraid of is not cooperating, but to address that, correct me if you don't get this right, I'm sorry, but in TKG's, Diagnosis of TKG's, he reported that in among the very last days, called him in the middle of the night and sort of set him off with a question. So, have you decided who was going to? The gist of it was who's going to replace me? Of course, you don't replace him under the job. This is the biggest thing that I have. So, TKG passed the test by saying, this is a competition. We none of us feel qualified. Together, we're confident that we can manage and help us. And yes, this is also my faith. I don't have faith in any one of you. Yeah, absolutely. But together, I have faith that you can do it. So, as you've probably been guessing, what I'm presenting today is kind of universal. Really, to be well-rounded, for me, here's those two words in my answer. It's really to be well-rounded, sangha, serious and sincere. We have to use it all the time. Serious and sincere Vaishnavas. The Prabhupada's full mercy manifests. Because it's true, nobody, no matter how advanced they are in this movement, has all of Prabhupada's mercy. I'm saying that that's an aspect of Prabhupada's mercy. You know, somebody like me would probably be approaching the Vaishnava because I'm not Brahman, right? So to me, accessing that part of Prabhupada, who the Prabhupada saw, that the story of Krishna teaching him, but maybe in New York, or the Prabhupada said, I'm better than the book. Better than the Prabhupada wrote the book. It's Krishna book, right? The Krishna book, the true Prabhupada. The Prabhupada loved drama, Prabhupada himself acted in drama, he told us. He would quote the part of the book, the book of Shari, he would play the body of Krishna, and he would see that. He would see it, probably making people cry because he's so good. He does the most powerful communication. Drama, he engages the intellect, he engages all in a well-rounded Sangha, a serious and sincere devotee, so expect to find that not just becomes obvious over time, who is leading in your family, who is carrying your conscience as well in the principles. The full mercy of Srila Prabhupada manifests. So, I've been traveling the world with this founder of Charya Sangha, and I'll tell you, there are so many devotees who are serious and sincere, and who are worth taking shelter of and changing nations. I'm actually very encouraged. At the same time, I'm appalled that I have been called the Lord Shiva Prabhupada. I have been in the Dharma Sangha, and I'm meeting with the Buddha sometimes, but there are plenty of people all over the world. At the same time, who are serious, are sincere, and worth taking shelter of. So it's a real kind of conditional intention of that's Krishna. He sees Krishna in the deep, he doesn't see Krishna in the devotees, and but if we are serious and sincere, Krishna puts us in touch with serious and sincere people. That's what we have heard. So you must have been discussing the truth. Yes, sir. It starts with faith in Krishna. And then being intelligent. The people happen in New York in 1974, and they can just thinking what they said to the 1975 frustration of this temple was called the nonsense that was going on, and at the same time criticizing the leaders. Why didn't you vigilant? Why didn't you alert to catch this before? Thank you.
Thank you.